Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, August the 6th, 2012. That was some storm here in parts of Tucson last night. Nearly 2 inches of rain in the Catalina foothills and, of course, the airport where the official rain gauge is located had about a trace, only in Tucson in the monsoon season. The home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We are posting the show by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon to buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. Monday through Friday, we are here at noon, and we'll kick things off with the Monday Political Face-Off featuring commentators Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom. 30 minutes past the hour, we continue meeting the 5 Republican candidates for Pima County Sheriff. Today it's Chester Manning, and we will say hello to Mr. Manning, and then we will talk with one of the world's best-selling mystery writers, J.A. Jantz, talking about her new novel titled Judgment Call. We encourage you to be part of the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can submit a question on the Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster, Buckmaster Show, parentheses. Rose, our wonderful producer, monitors our Facebook page during the show, and we'll put any questions that you have on the air. Every Monday, we do kick things off with the Monday Political Face-Off. Today, we have Bruce Ash, Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, Vice Chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. And the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. My wife and I were by there on Saturday. Good crowd at Moe's. A lot of people understand this is the place to go for great framing, and it's a nice art gallery there, too. Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Paul and Bruce, how are you gentlemen doing?
Good, good. Jay Jantz is one of my favorite authors, especially the books about Cochise County.
Oh, yeah.
Woman Sheriff.
I think this is the latest one. Yeah. Is about the Joanna Brady, the fictional Cochise County Sheriff. I think that's what the new one is about. And Bruce, we're going to give you a little plug. You will be emceeing a what is called Super Meet and Greet that will be tomorrow from 4 to 7. It will be the Patriots of Saddlebrook candidate forum, and KVOI will be up there covering that event.
Yeah, that'll be a great event, and I'm really looking forward to doing it. I'm happy I was asked to participate. And Bill and Paul, if you don't mind, if I could just do a real quick shout-out, as they say, to our Olympic athletes who have just had an unbelievable last 8 or 9 days, and also to all of those geeky engineers who I watched for about 3 hours last night. As Curiosity landed softly on the surface of Mars. And what's amazing is we have another Mars orbiter right now called Odyssey. Mm-hmm. And Odyssey actually has photographed the parachute descent, the powered descent of Curiosity onto it. It is amazing what happens when, you know, when there's just this unleashing of our creative talents here in America, whether it's our Olympic athletes or these engineers sitting in the JPL laboratory in Pasadena, California. Unbelievable.
And I have to say, you know, Bruce and I were on a swim team together when we were kids.
What?
And so the swimming this last week was great to watch, and Michael Phelps and everybody. It was wonderful.
What events were you gentlemen?
I was an IMer. I swam the individual medley.
Oh, the individual.
Yeah, all 4 strokes.
And Bruce, you swam whatever.
I was a sprint, a sprint man.
Early voting has already begun, and we have another record early ballot send out from F.N. Rodriguez, the county recorder. Bruce Ash, does early voting favor one party or another?
Well, in a primary, it favors the base, you know, the people who are really involved, and it makes it easier for them to vote in the election. And we saw that happen last week in Texas, where Ted Cruz won a decisive victory in a U.S. Senate Republican primary. It was just unbelievable. Beat Dewhurst by, I think, 14 points was the final result. It kind of shows for anybody who thinks the Tea Party is a thing of the past election, probably not so, based upon the results in Texas.
Because Cruz was a Tea Party candidate, right?
A Tea Party candidate, but a guy who is a Harvard Law grad, clerk for Chief Justice Rehnquist.
Yeah, he's got a very impressive
And also resume. For the state Solicitor General and also argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court as Texas Solicitor General. So a real quality candidate. And the Tea Party was way in back of him, and early voting was a part of that vote as well.
Paul, what do you think about early voting? Is it favoring one party or another?
It's hard to say. I think early on it was promoted, I think, because early balloting, absentee balloting, was always the realm of where the Republicans outperformed Democrats. But when they opened it up to permanent early balloting and people doing it more – for over a month, they can do it ahead of time and more participation. I think it's actually maybe helped the Democrats in terms of getting more people voting, because we've always struggled to get our people out to vote. This makes it easier to vote. And you kind of see that in some of the Republican states, these governors and legislatures are starting to scale back early voting because of that, I think. So I guess the it's kind of tilted now maybe towards the Democrats as being a bit of an advantage. But frankly, it's just it's better to make voting easier, and that's what it does, and I think that's good for our democracy.
And 85 to 90% of the ballots, Bruce Ash, are returned, which is amazing. Huge percentage.
Well, it has proven to be successful here in Pima County. I think one recipient probably of early voting in this Republican primary is going to be Ray Carroll for supervisor. Has a candidate who's running against him, but Ray is well known. He is well served District 4, and probably overall going to be a good thing in his reelection.
You want to get people's goat in this community. You start talking about what they make, top salaries. There was a piece in the Arizona Daily Star yesterday, top 100 city salaries dwarf area's average pay. That really gets people going, Bruce Ash.
Sure it does. And there's a good reason for it, because we see the results of our tax dollars, and they're not especially happy with what we see. And, I admire all of these men and women who do serve in city and county government, state government. Unfortunately, we're not seeing a lot for it. And frankly, we're not seeing a lot of it from our elected officials. Congress has a case in point just in the last week or 10 days, adjourned before really getting the budget resolved, more continuing resolutions, and just in agreement. And this is really, I think, what is just maddening to voters and to taxpayers. They did just enough funding to get the federal government through the end of this year after the elections. I mean, you're running for election. Don't you want to have something, really good to show for your efforts? Nobody's willing to make a statement, whether it's in a local election sometimes or all the way up to the federal level.
Paul Eckerstrom, what did you think of that story about comparing salaries in the city and county and then with the cities of Mesa, Glendale, and Albuquerque?
Well, one, it was interesting they left out Phoenix and other cities. I think you should start to look at a little broader base. But, they were comparing apples to oranges, basically, when you compare the top salaries in the city and the county versus the average worker in the private sector. That's not what you should be it should be apples to apples, which is top salaries for high management and
like
or
the police chief, the city attorney, right. Comparing them with those positions in other cities.
And remember, the county and the city have to run court systems where you have judges and lawyers who, if I'm a lawyer with the county, pure and simple. If I went out in the private sector with my experience, I could make twice as much as I'm making now. So really, I'm underpaid given the private sector. So if I went out, I could – and I fall under that category, I guess, of the top 1,000 paid, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm underpaid for what I do. And, I do it because I enjoy public service, and I do it because I enjoy my job. But it doesn't mean that I just think this analysis was faulty.
Yes, well, I won't say that Paul should go out and get a job in the private sector if he thinks he is being underpaid. I don't know anybody, whether they're in the public or private sector, who thinks they're overpaid, except for maybe their deepest, most secret thoughts. But you know, Tucson has always been notoriously a low-paying town, and a lot of that is because we have a real void when it comes to Fortune 500 companies who have, you know, been doing business here in town. You might be able to argue that Raytheon executives, you know, are at a fairly high level because this is an important facility for them. But, you know, for the most part, people in the private sector aren't making all that much. You know, you compare it with some of these management positions within the city of Tucson or Pima County. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're working for Paul Ash Management Company, for example, you're probably making less here in Tucson in a similar position than what you would be in Albuquerque or Phoenix or maybe San Diego. We do it here. You know, mm-hmm. I think for Paul, part of it is lifestyle and public service.
Sure.
You know, we do things for different reasons. But, you know, again, if we're looking at results and what we're getting for our tax dollars, I think that's why Tucsonans kind of get a little icky about what somebody else is making.
But make the analysis fair. I mean, I just don't think what the Star did was apples to apples. It was apples to oranges. And the plain fact is it was there to sell papers and incite people to get angry about their government. And that's easy to do. And I just think it was a disingenuous article.
Well, I applaud the Arizona Daily Star for actually inciting people to get angry about their government, because for years I think they've
for
been
the right
playing
reasons,
right along.
Bruce.
I think they've been playing right along with all of the goofy things that have been going on here.
For the right reasons. I mean, literally, a lot of those folks are in the court systems, and the court system is expensive. Judges, you have to pay judges a decent salary, also you don't get a good judge, and then you get judges or bribed or whatever. You can't have underpaid judges.
Well, I'll tell you what got, I think, as of about 7 or 8 o'clock last night, 190 or 200
comments
on the online version was that goofy guy who did that rant at the Chick-fil-A last week who outlived his 15 minutes of fame and actually had to do another one.
Yeah, follow-up,
you know, doing this
apology.
You know, this apology, all not right. apology. You know, I got canned because, you know, blah, 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 and I really am a good guy. And, you know, anybody who's watching this, I am a good guy, and I'd be a good worker for you.
You should always edit yourself before you go on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anytime you wonder, should I send this or not, probably a good thing to hit the delete button and not the send button.
Political Face-Off continues on this Monday right after this.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Welcome back, 1221 on the Buckmaster Show. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com is presenting our Monday political face-off, a family-owned and run business. Since 1985, we like Moe's a lot and strongly suggest if you're looking to have anything framed, they will do a museum-quality job for you. They certainly did for me when I picked up an item on Saturday. Paul Eckerstrom is seated to the left of me in the studio and Bruce Ash to the right on the Monday political face-off. Paul, this is a very interesting race. Dr. Carmona, now one poll last week came out showing Dr. Carmona and Congressman Flake in a dead heat for the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. The last time we had a Democratic senator, it's been many years. It was Senator DeConcini, a longtime senator representing the Grand Canyon state.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for the Democrats. And Carmona is an independent-minded guy, which fits – he fits Arizona politics. And the other thing about him is he's got such an incredible biography. I mean, this is a man who got a GED after going into the service and being a Green Beret medic in Vietnam, was wounded, got Bronze Stars, then went on and got went on to college after getting his GED and got a medical degree, and has been a SWAT team for the Sheriff's Department on search and rescue for the Sheriff's Department, and on top of that, he ends up as Surgeon General for George Bush. I think he's a wonderful person and a wonderful candidate and I think because of that biography, I think people are going to take a hard look at him. And it just makes sense. This is going to be a close race. Jeff Flake's a good representative of the Republican Party as well. This is going to be a close race all the way down to the wire.
What do you think, Bruce?
Well, Paul took his happy pills again this morning. It's pretty clear.
Well, he does have an impressive resume, Dr. Carmona.
And so does Jeff Flake. At the end of the day, a voter who has just cast their ballot for Mitt Romney, as will happen in this state by a large number, is not going to vote for Richard Carmona. Jeff Flake is somebody who has well represented Arizona, his district in Maricopa County. Remember, Paul, Maricopa County has like triple the number of voters as here in Pima County, okay? And most of them are Republican, and even the independents lean to the conservative side. Jim Peterson spent nearly $8 million of his personal fortune when he ran against John Kyle in the last election and got punked in that contest. The same thing is going to happen here. There is no reason to believe that at the end of the day, Richard Carmona is going to be Arizona's next U.S. Senator.
Let me dispute that. One, Jim Peterson is no Richard Carmona. I mean, and Jeff Flake is no Richard Carmona. Jeff Flake does not have the same type of resume. He didn't serve in our country the way Richard Carmona did. And the plain fact is, I think people are tired of the way Washington has worked, and Jeff Flake's been a part of that. I mean, Richard Carmona is a very independent-minded guy. He ain't going to vote on everything for the Democrats in that Senate, and he ain't going to vote for everything for the Republicans either. I mean, he's right down the middle in terms of the way he thinks, and he fits Arizona politics perfectly. I think it's going to be a great race. And, you know, Jeff Flake is still in a very tough primary where he's taking a lot of hits from Will Cardone, and that is a problem as well. Remember in 1976 when Dennis DeConcini won this race, it won the seat. It was a tough primary between Sam Steiger and John Conlon, both in the House of Representatives at the time, and it was a vicious fight. And the Steiger came out of it wounded and lost to DeConcini. I think a similar thing is setting up here.
Jeff Flake has consistently been at odds with leadership in the U.S. House, has consistently been at odds with a number of Republicans who they don't believe that he fits their style of conservatism. Remember, it was Jeff Flake, you know, who was really thrown out of a major leadership position because he was an independent voice for Republicans in his district.
About earmarks, right?
On earmarks, on all kinds of budget and spending things. You know, the budget and our deficit is probably at the very focal point of everything we're talking about right now. And even when you look at Jeff Flake's positions with respect to national security and on creating jobs and so on, he's much more in the mainstream, and is a great fit for here in Arizona. I mean, the guy's won every election that he's had in his House district, you know, by probably 20 or 25 points.
And let's not forget, the Hispanic vote is becoming more and more important in the state, and Richard Carmona is of Hispanic descent.
I think his family's from Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's he can tap into that?
I think so. I think you're going to see a good turnout among Hispanics to vote for him.
Well, there's going to be a good turnout of Hispanic voters irrespective of who the candidates are. And Jeff Flake has represented a district with a growing Hispanic population who have turned out for him in droves over the past several elections.
How about the Kirkpatrick and Peyton race in CD1, Paul Ackerstrom? That race also appears to be a dead heat at this point, according to polling released last week.
And that's not surprising. Ann had served in that district, generally the same district. It's a little bit different. It's one of those districts that's very close. And so it's going to be close no matter who's running. But Jonathan Peyton, I know Jonathan. He's a good guy. I think he's different on philosophy, obviously, than I am or Ann Kirkpatrick. But both of them are kind of more moderate candidates in both their respective parties. And as a result, I think – and Jonathan will – every time I call Jonathan a moderate, he gets really mad at me because he says, that hurts, Paul. You can't do that to me. But they are reasonable people. They are going to be, I think, a close race all the way down to the wire on that one. The one thing that may tip it for Ann Kirkpatrick is she grew up in Apache County. She practiced law and represented Coconino County and Flagstaff in the state house before she ran for Congress. And so she's from that area. Jonathan, this district only has a very small part of the northwest part of Pima County. And I think that may be the thing that tips in her favor. A lot of folks in the rural counties really like to vote for their own.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
And Ann Kirkpatrick still has to run on her record both in the Arizona State Legislature and in the U.S. House of Representatives. She was turned out by Paul Gosar in the last election because they didn't agree with her votes and they don't like her philosophies and they don't want that kind of a representative. This is mainly rural Arizona. These are we have the base in Saddlebrook and so on who are conservatives who live in that area. But rural Arizona, this is not a great fit with Ann Kirkpatrick. They got a fill of her in her first term, and I doubt You know, I don't know. You know, right now the Flake Carmona thing. You know, I mean that poll. I think it's way too soon to call. You know, saying a poll is accurate or not. But this one is far from over in CD1 and the new CD1.
It's going to be a close race, no doubt about it.
Got to go. Gentlemen, thank you very much. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. When we continue after the break, we'll meet another of the sheriff's candidates, the Republican candidates. There are five of them in this race, and we'll meet another after the break. Stay with us.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Authorities in Wisconsin say the gunman who killed six people at a Sikh temple was unknown to them before yesterday's attack. They say they had never had any contact with Wade Page, a 40-year-old man who was killed in a shootout with police. President Obama describes himself as heartbroken by the killings in Wisconsin. Arizona shooting suspect Jared Loughner is due in court tomorrow for a competency and change of plea hearing. The federal judge overseeing the case says a plea deal has been reached in the shooting that left six people dead, 13 wounded, including former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Checking on Wall Street, heading into the final 30 minutes of trading today, the Dow is up 73 points, the NASDAQ 30 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pedorthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Coming up now on 12:35 on the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of our program is brought to you by Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Historic Silver City, lots to see over there, and if you're looking for a cool getaway this summer, that's the place. 3.5 hours east of Tucson to Mile High Silver City. Plenty of great accommodations in the area, including Pinos Altos Cabins, Little Toad Creek, and Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park. For more information, visit Silver City, Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. We continue now with our candidate series. There are 5 Republican candidates running against longtime Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik, and one of the 5 with us now, Chester Manning. Chester, how are you?
Good, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. Tell us a little bit about your law enforcement background.
Well, I have 18 years experience, started originally with the Greenlee County Sheriff's Office over in Clifton-Morenci area as a reserve deputy. And as a reserve deputy, we did everything. There was only 12 deputies for the whole county for covering all 3 shifts and the whole county, which is runs from just south of Alpine down to south of Duncan.
You probably worked many a long overnight shift.
Actually, most of the time they had the deputies go off during the week at midnight, and then you were on call, and you were out until 2 o'clock in the morning on Fridays and Saturdays. But we did everything. You know, we were the burglary investigators. If there was if you needed to take evidence, you were the evidence collectors. You were the ID techs. And if there happened to be somebody in jail, now you were the jailer. So you did everything and dispatched and the whole shot. And then I worked for Kearney Police Department. I was up there 4.5 years. And again, it was a small department. We only had 5 officers, counting the chief. And again, it was one of those things where you did everything. And then I worked for the Pima County Parks and Recreation Department as a law enforcement ranger. And while I've never worked for the Pima County Sheriff's Office, working with the county rangers, we worked very closely with the Sheriff's Office. We were dispatched by the same people. Records keeping was done by that. We trained with them. We were on the same radio system, so we helped out. They helped us. It was a good working relationship.
And you are also a longtime firearms instructor.
Yes, I run Manning Firearms Training and Tactics. I'm an NRA Master Training Counselor, which means that I train instructors as well as people in basic shooting, and I've been doing that for about 20 years. My main focus on the firearms instruction is personal protection, self-defense, handgun, shotgun, and rifle training that you'd use to defend your life or, you know, your house, your family at home, that type of stuff.
Why did you decide to get into this race?
Well, it started back in 2010 when our current sheriff refused to enforce SB 1070. If he's not enforcing that law, I wondered what other laws is he not enforcing. And but at, you know, 2010, that was way too early to start into any campaign stuff. And then January 8th of 2011 happened, and his comments that I believe were specifically designed to tear our community apart by him, it was time to announce and start getting my name out there.
What would you do differently than your 4 opponents?
Well, what I would do differently, number one, is I do not plan on going into the sheriff's office and just cleaning house. Number one, I don't think that's a good idea from the aspect of it would just be aid and comfort to the bad guys, because everybody in the department would be so worried about am I going to be working tomorrow that they're not going to concentrate on their jobs, which is not good for the citizens.
So you wouldn't go in there and just wholesale fire everybody?
No, I don't want to fire anybody. I want everybody there once I'm sheriff is to get on board with the new direction. Let's change the attitude of the deputies. Let's get them on board. And most of them are. I have to say that I think the average deputy, the average employee of the Pima County Sheriff's Office are some of the most dedicated professionals you'll find in any law enforcement agency, any place in this country. I think that we have a very good department. I want to make it better, and I want the people who are there who know the department much better than any of the candidates do to help me make it better. The administration experience, the field experience, the investigative experience of all the people that are there is invaluable. Why waste it?
Chester Manning is with us, Republican candidate for sheriff. What would the Manning program look like if you become the sheriff?
Well, number one, we're going to concentrate on public service. That's what we're supposed to be doing as public servants, is serving the public. And how I would do that is we're going to enforce the laws fairly and equally. We're going to enforce the laws with our eye toward what is constitutional and what is not constitutional. We are going to enforce the law based upon and from a human aspect, and what I mean by that is when I worked in law enforcement, I treated everybody I came into contact with like I would like to be treated if I was the one that was in that situation. Now, that did not keep me from enforcing the law. It didn't keep me from arresting anybody or putting them in jail. But if I was going to jail, if I was being arrested, I thought, how would I want the officer to treat me? And that's how I treated them until that person dictated treatment otherwise.
And your program, you said you wouldn't have a wholesale firing. You're not going to fire really anybody. That's not your goal. But it really is it to change the attitude?
It's to change the attitude. And see, the attitude in the department runs from the top down. Right now we have, by what I have been able to gather from talking to deputies, is that we have an absentee sheriff. And it's being run by people who have been promoted, appointed, however they are there. And these people are vying to be Dupnik's right-hand person. And that's not how the department is supposed to run. The general direction of the department is supposed to be guided by the sheriff. The only way you can do that is to be there. And you notice I come in, I'm wearing a uniform. This is my training uniform that I wear when I'm out doing my training. Well, I wear this all the time if I'm not doing something that, doesn't warrant it. But one of the things I promise is, as sheriff, I will be in uniform every day. You will know who I am. I will be driving a marked unit every day. The deputies who work there, and I almost said my deputies, but that's a misnomer because they're your deputies, just like I'll be your sheriff.
Yeah, I do. You do have a uniform on. You want to kind of describe that for us?
Well, it's a tan khaki shirt. Mm-hmm. It's a Western style. I like Western style. I got some kind of green, off-green pants. I'm not sure what the official color is, what they call them, but they're kind of a greenish color. And I have my NRA training counselor patch on one shoulder. I have a Arizona Citizens Defense League patch on the other. I have my Manning Firearms logo and a little name badge that identifies me as a candidate for sheriff.
I had a question from Rose, our producer, for you. We had a female skeet shooter in the Olympics, Chester Manning, shooting 99 out of 100. And Rose wonders, can you teach someone to shoot like that?
Well, Don't know. Never had that come up. What I concentrate on, like I said earlier, is I concentrate on using rifles, shotguns, handguns in personal defense situations. And trap and skeet is more aimed at hunting doves, that kind of stuff, which I love to do. I'm an avid bird hunter. But I probably would not be the best choice to teach someone how to do that. But I think it's great. I mean, ladies who shoot are just absolutely wonderful. My wife's a shooter.
Anything you want to tell our listeners about where they can find out more information? You've got a website?
Yes, I have a website. It's cmforpimasheriff.com. I'm also on Facebook, Chester Manning for Pima County Sheriff 2012. And then the home slash campaign number is 520-578-0464. And I return all my own calls. I figure if you call that number wanting to talk to me, you're going to get to talk to me.
Oh, there's no handler that they have to go through. They get you directly.
Yeah, I am my own handler. If I can't take care of me, I don't think anybody else can.
Chester Manning, thanks a lot, and good luck to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
$12.49 now on the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of the program our support comes in part from our friends at Splendido. At Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. When New York Times bestselling author J.A. Jantz has a new book, her fans around the world stand up and cheer. Those fans are really excited about the new book titled Judgment Call, the latest installment in the Joanna Brady mystery thrillers, along with the Joanna Brady series. That's about the resilient heroine of 14 previous blockbusters featuring a fictional Cochise County sheriff. J.A. Jantz is the author of the Allie Reynolds series, the J.P. Beaumont series, and four interrelated Southwestern thrillers featuring the Walker family. Judy Jantz joins the Buckmaster Show now from Seattle, where she divides her time between the Great Northwest and Tucson. Judy, how are you?
Well, I am just fine. I guess listening to that introduction, I guess I've been a busy girl for the past 30 years.
Well, you really have. I don't know anyone that works harder in the writing profession than you. I mean, you're always thinking about the next book, working on the next book, or doing the book of the moment. You are always very busy, and you've just concluded quite a tour.
I hesitate to say this to you in Tucson today, but I am actually back home in Seattle where it's only in the 70s this morning.
Oh.
That's really an unfair thing to say, I know.
Yeah, with the humidity here pushing about what the temperature is, today we're expecting 104. No, I'm glad you're up in Seattle because I know if I could be, I'd be up there. It's delightful up in the Northwest this time of year, anyway, to get away from Tucson. Judgment Call, you start to get into, the tech-savvy killer is kind of a nasty person, and you kind of get into the whole technical thing this time around, don't you?
Well, the world of social media is impinging more and more on all of us, and so it makes sense that it impinges more and more on the characters in fiction, too, and that's certainly true of my characters in this book.
And Joanna is after this kind of tech-savvy killer. Can you give us a little thumbnail sketch of Judgment Call?
Well, Judgment Call starts with Joanna's daughter finding a body, the body of her high school principal. The principal went missing, and Jenny is out for an early morning for a horseback ride, and discovers the body. While she's waiting for her mother to turn up, she does what kids do these days. She sends a photo to her friend. She thinks she's sending it to one friend, but by the time Joanna has managed to collect the body and summon other officers, that photo has gone viral to all the kids in Bisbee, Arizona. And so Joanna is at a disadvantage for notifying the family of the murdered woman because everybody already knows about it. So that's one thing that the media has done. It makes something that goes bad immediate to everyone. The other thing is the upcoming and ever increasingly accurate science of facial recognition, and how that plays out in the story is a very important aspect of the story.
You use Facebook and Twitter a lot in your own life, correct?
Well, I do. Facebook and the blog on my website and on Facebook is one way of staying in touch with my fan base. And when I'm out on tour, the Twitter allows people to stay up to date on where I'm appearing when in a very immediate way.
This book is number what, 40?
It's actually it's my 45th published book, and 46 is written. I'm working on 47 right now.
Who's
counting?
But you're pretty much always working on a book, aren't you?
I'm always working on a book. I started writing the first J.P. Beaumont book 30 years ago. That's a long time for an author and character to be together. But somebody asked me last week, well, what's your schedule? Do you work 6 days a week? And I said, I don't work 6 days a week. I work 7 days a week. I've worked 7 days a week for 30 years, and that's how I got to be an overnight success.
And you were a success pretty much, like you say, overnight, but you were late coming to the profession.
Yes, I didn't start writing until I was 38 years old. I was 41 when my first book was published. And, of course, in this youth-oriented world, one young journalist looked at me once and said, "You were so old when you started," and I just wanted to punch him. I didn't, but I wanted to.
How is...
Sometimes you need to get to mature in order to gain some wisdom. I think that's one of the things that I really like about this Joanna Brady book. Joanna is finally gaining some wisdom and some insight into who she thought her father was and who she thought her mother was. And I think it's a very promising development for her. I think it means she's gaining some maturity.
You were told you would not be a writer by someone at the University of Arizona. Isn't that correct?
Yes. The creative writing professor in 1964 wouldn't allow me into his class. He said, girls become teachers or nurses, boys become writers. And so, I'm sorry, every time a book comes out, I always think about him. And my first husband said, after I divorced him, when I bought my used 78 Cutlass Supreme Brougham, that I never should have bought it and never would be able to pay for it. Well, this book tour, which we did entirely on a private jet, every time I buckle into the cushy leather seat in the jet, I think about my first husband, and I go neener, neener, and when I turn up on the New York Times list, I think about that creative writing professor and do the same thing. If I were a nicer person, that would not happen, but obviously I'm not a nice person.
The U of A later made amends, though, by giving you... Didn't they give you, like, an honorary doctorate?
Actually, they gave me an honorary doctorate,
yeah.
And 2 years ago, I was the U of A's Alumna of the Year. So, yes, they have made amends, and we're good now.
Judy Jantz is with us talking about the new book. The new book is titled Judgment Call. And Judy, what about Kindle? Is that really catching on and really going to replace the actually holding a book in your hands?
Well, I think for a lot of readers, it has done that. But what Kindle means to me is if I encountered a new reader, a lot of times the only way they could find the backlist books would be to go to a used bookstore, where, of course, I make no income at all from used book sales. But now if I encounter a new reader, they'll go on the Internet and order the whole bunch for the Kindle or some e-book reading device. So in terms of backlist sales, it has been a real good thing for my particular line of books. I know that bookstores are struggling, and I do my best to support bookstores wherever possible. But I also know that there are some readers, for instance, there are readers who have vision problems, and almost all of my books from HarperCollins are text-to-voice enabled. So if someone downloads a book, they can listen to the book.
Judy, we're going to have to run. Thank you very much for spending some time talking about Judgment Call. Judy Jantz, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Judy Jantz with us on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. What is it about Culligan? Well, folks, it just simply tastes better. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We do it all over again tomorrow at 12:04. Hope you'll be with us. In the meantime, have a great afternoon, and we'll be talking with you tomorrow.
Ten 30 KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.